I'm David Brancaccio. The deadline for people to get their bank information to the IRS so they can get their economic stimulus money is noon tomorrow Eastern, 11 Central, 10 Mountain, 9 Pacific, tomorrow. If the IRS doesn't have that info from tax returns and you don't want to wait for the paper checks to come, those eligible should deal with this by tomorrow morning. As of last week, the government had disbursed 130 million payments, totaling about $200 billion, which leaves about 20 million Americans still without their $1,200 checks. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Beverly Stewart says it seems like everyone she knows has already seen that stimulus money hit their bank accounts. But when she logs on to the IRS portal to check on hers,
it says, "We have no information at this time."
The therapy coordinator in Germantown, Maryland, has lost income due to the pandemic. She had enough savings to pay her bills this month.
But when June comes, if that stimulus does not come, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Stewart just recently filed her taxes for the last couple years, so to be sure the IRS knows where to find her, she submitted her direct deposit information a couple different ways. There are lots of reasons the IRS might not have a taxpayer's bank data, says Greg Geisler, a clinical professor of accounting at Indiana University. The biggest reason?
If they owed instead of getting a refund, the IRS does not have their bank account information.
That's the case for about 40 million Americans. Others might not have filed taxes at all, while some opt to get their tax refunds by mail. The IRS says some stimulus checks have already gone out by snail mail, but others could take until June or July to arrive. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.